Chapter 8, Esau and Jacob. You have all heard of the two twin brothers, whose names were Esau and Jacob. They were the sons of Isaac and Rebekah, but as sometimes happens in families, they were very different from each other. As they grew up, Esau loved to be out of doors, in the fields, and learned to use his bow and arrow, so that he spent his time in hunting the deer and other wild animals. But Jacob was a very different lad. He loved to be at home in the tent, and it would seem that he helped his mother, for we are told of his making the lentil soup, which his brother Esau loved to eat when he came home tired from his hunting. Now you will wonder why these two boys should be so different from each other. Well, the Bible tells us that this was the will of God, not only that they should be different in the things they loved to do, but there was a difference in the regard that God had to them. You will have heard that God has a people whom he loves and cares for. He teaches them that they are sinners, and brings them to seek to know Jesus and to know that their sins are forgiven. Other people are left without this teaching and go on without wanting to know God or Jesus Christ whom he has sent. So when Jesus shall come to judge the world, there will be a difference between these two peoples. The people whom he loves he calls his sheep, and will put them on his right hand, and the other people he calls the goats, and puts them on his left hand. The sheep will go to heaven to be with Jesus, but the goats must go into everlasting punishment. How anxious we ought to be then to know if we are among his sheep or not. Well, although Jacob was younger than his brother Esau, God had told their mother Rebekah that he loved Jacob and would bless him. Now you will remember that we told you of the blessing which God gave to Abraham, and that this was given to his son Isaac. But Isaac had two sons, and which one was to have the blessing? Their father Isaac thought that the older one should have it, which was Esau. But God had told Rebekah that Jacob was to have the blessing, and Isaac should have believed this. When Isaac was grown old and became blind, he still wished Esau to have the blessing, and told him to go out into the field with his bow and arrow to catch a deer, and prepare it for his father to eat. But while he was gone, Rebekah and Jacob did a very wrong thing. They agreed to deceive the poor blind father, instead of praying to God to prevent Esau from having the blessing. They should have left it to God to fulfill his promise, and he would have seen that Jacob had the blessing without their wicked plans to bring it about. Well, here is the old man waiting for Esau to return. But instead, Jacob comes with some meat, which his mother had prepared. Jacob had covered his neck and hands with goat skins, so that they should feel rough and hairy like Esau's. So when Isaac felt Jacob, he thought it must be his son Esau, although the voice sounded like Jacob's. Then he ate the meat and drank the wine and gave Jacob the blessing, and Jacob went away. But he had hardly gone when Esau came with his meat. And oh, how distressed the poor father was when he found he had been deceived. This was very wrong of Jacob and his mother, and we shall see how God punished them for it. Esau was now very angry with his brother, and Jacob had to flee for his life. So his parents sent him away to his uncle Laban in a distant land. How painful for his mother Rebekah, who seems never to have seen him again. And how distressing to Jacob to have to leave his home and take this long journey all alone. So they had to suffer for deceiving Isaac. But God had mercy on Jacob, and while he slept out on the open ground with hard stones for his pillow, God appeared to him in a dream. Jacob dreamed that he saw a ladder reaching from the earth up to heaven, and the angels were going up and down the ladder. But at the top of it stood the Lord God of Abraham and Isaac, and he blessed Jacob and promised to be with him on his journeys and bring him back again. So Jacob came to the land where his uncle Laban lived, and he asked the shepherds at the well if they knew Laban. "Yes," they said, "we know him. He is well, and behold, Rachel his daughter cometh with the sheep." How wonderful that Jacob should have been guided to the very place where his uncle lived, and that Rachel should come along just at that time. Surely God had guided him. Rachel ran to tell her father, and Jacob was brought home to stay with them. Laban had an older daughter as well, whose name was Leah, but Jacob loved Rachel and wanted her for his wife. Laban agreed to this, if Jacob would serve him 7 years. But when the time was ended, Laban deceived Jacob and gave him Leah instead of Rachel. So you see how God punished Jacob. Because he had deceived his blind father, Jacob is now deceived by his uncle, and he has to serve another 7 years for Rachel. Be sure your sin will find you out. There is more to tell you about Jacob, but we must leave it to another chapter. Now see if you can find these texts. Genesis chapter 25, near the end, tells how the two boys grew up together. Genesis chapter 27 shows how Jacob deceived his father, and the next two chapters will tell you about Jacob leaving home and coming to his uncle Laban. Now turn to the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, and see if you can find the verses which tell us that God loved Jacob. You will also find this in the first chapter of Malachi.